This is an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. To learn more about what we do, visit rtrfm.com.au.
Is this like the continental role of radio shows?
Midnight Special. A late night chat show. With great questions and interesting segments. With the best guests ever. Broadcasting from Perth, Western Australia. On RTR FM 92.1. Midnight Special.
RTRFM 92.1, The Sound Alternative. Lots of love to Stuart for a wonderful Burn the Airwaves this evening. I hope you are having a grand old time there. This evening, I'm going to be talking to Tim Newhouse, who is a Perth-based composer. And you're going to hear a little bit more about him in just a little bit. I'm going to start off the evening by playing a track from his recently released album, released late last year, before we get chatting to him. But you'll hear a lot about what he's been doing, what he's been up to, and then we'll get into some very interesting questions here on the Midnight Special this evening. I'm Bridget Cleary. I hope you're having a good evening. This here is External Locus of Identity. You're here on RTRFM 92.1, and that there was there from the Tim Newhouse Collective, External Locus of Identity, from his album The Daily Pages. Tim Newhouse isn't in the studio with us right now. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about him before we actually hear from him. He is a 24-year-old composer, orchestrator and multi-instrumentalist, currently focused on the intersection between jazz, orchestral timbres, electronics and pop music. Ooh. His compositions have been performed internationally and all around Australia, most notably at two World Saxophone Congress conferences in France and Wales in 2015. And Croatia in 2018. As an arranger and orchestrator, Tim has contributed to music performed by Abby May, Michelle Nicole, the Opera Melba, the Perth Symphony Orchestra, and the Perth Cabaret Collective. Tim is a participant in the 2019 WA Symphony Orchestra Composition Project. He was the 2018 Composer in Residence and 2014 Associate Composer in Residence and the WA Youth Jazz Orchestra. Tim received a Y Culture Drug Aware grant in 2018, which was used to record his debut album released in November 2018, which you are just hearing from there. He received the 2015 Jack Bendit Travel Scholarship, which funded a solo tour to the east coast of Australia performing Tim's compositions for jazz orchestra. Tim is a versatile and active performer on saxophones, flutes, clarinets, and piano. He has performed and worked with local artists such as Victoria Newton, the Mace Francis Orchestra, The Idea of North, and Daniel Sussinger, as well as internationally acclaimed artists such as Julian Argos, ARIA Award-winning Sarah McKenzie, Evan Sherman, Kate Sobrano, James Morrison, Darcy James Argue, Ed Partika, and Ed Neumeister. Tim aims to continue a wide variety of collaborations, working with theatre, dance, film, video and video games, bringing contemporary music to the orchestra and expanding the artistic possibilities of the big band. That is a massive amount of work that you've been doing over the past few years at such a young age, I must say. Tim, welcome to our RTR. I'm just going to turn on your mic. Here you go. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be back in the RTR studio.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to have you here. Can't wait to get into some nitty-gritty questions. But I'd love it if you could tell me a little bit about that first track that we just heard from your album. Was there any inspiration behind it or anything like that?
Yes. Not many of them do, but this one did. For those of you who know The Big Bang Theory, which is... unfortunately, in its last season as we speak.
Damn it.
I know. In the very first season of The Big Bang Theory, there was an episode where, so Penny, one of the main characters, she's an aspiring actor, and Leonard's mother, who is a psychiatrist, says to Penny upon meeting her, "Oh, you're an actor. Or many people in the performing arts suffer from an external locus of identity," which basically in psychiatry means that the person's identity and personality is solely based off stuff that's around from other people. So it's not based on themselves at all. It's based on a compilation of things from people around them. So I just changed locust to locust.
It's a very interesting phrase, though. That's so cool. And I love that it comes from The Big Bang Theory. It's such a banger of a show. I very much enjoy it myself.
Good fun.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. So we're going to have another listen to another track from your album at the moment, South Bank. Now, this is the first track on your album. Can you tell us a little bit about this track as well?
Yeah, it's about the Melbourne and Brisbane South Banks, both of which I was lucky enough to sort of stroll through back when I did the solo big band tour for Jack Bendat Scholarship a few years ago. And particularly the Brisbane South Bank was just like a really nice area to walk through. And very so cool. This is kind of about that.
About that. And what kind of instrumentation have you got in this track?
Oh, good question. Take me back. The album consists of an octet of musicians, including myself. And basically the way that I've designed it is that I multitask and sort of spontaneously orchestrate as I like on keyboards and synths and electronics, as well as saxophones and flutes.
Very cool.
And everyone else kind of does what I tell them to. So there's flute, wordless voice, trumpet and flugelhorn, cello and jazz rhythm section, so piano, bass and drums.
Very cool. Well, this here is South Bank from the Daily Pages album performed by Tim Newhouse Collective. You're here on RTR FM 92.1 and you're listening to the Midnight Special. I'm Bridget and I have Tim Newhouse, Perth-based composer here in the hot seat, having a chat to us about his music that he composes. So Tim, what kind of reasons, I guess, do you have behind making such interesting choices about the instrumentation that you choose for composing? So you were mentioning before that the album that you released last year is an octet, which has multiple things that you play, and it also has lots of woodwinds and brass and everything like that. So, and vocals as well, you said. So not your traditional kind of ensemble, chamber ensemble there, or big band or anything. It's kind of a bit of a nice cool mishmash. Well, so what kind of things have led you in those directions and choices that you've made?
Well, as of the case of a lot of other people that do similar things, it first and foremost is about the specific people that I collaborate with and that very generously give their time to makes this sort of stuff happen. So, for instance, having cello does seem like a very very out there choice, but the cello player that I work with, his name's James, and he's got the most killer afro you could ever imagine.
So gorgeous.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we've played together since we were very, very small children, because we grew up together. And cello players are not normally known for their ability to play by ear and to improvise, for example. But his skill set and his musical brain is just, it's almost unparalleled. So he's become, not only that his instrument has become a huge asset to the colorscape that I try and create, but himself and what he brings to the table is also hugely important and hugely special. So it really is about the specific people that want to ride the ride with me, like my drummer Jasper as well. We've collaborated, we've done so many things for years and years, and so you develop that specific understanding of each other over those years as well. So it's partially about that, the specific people that come along, and it's also kind of about what I want as well. So I mean, and it's about how those things blend together. For instance, flute, trumpet, and voice. And I've heard a couple of things before I started this particular lineup of the ensemble that blend together those timbres in such an amazing way, and they create this really sort of silky universal instrument. I suppose in a similar way to how people build up synths and synth leads and kind of things like that. It's sort of like orchestral layering. So what they're doing a lot is playing together and playing a lot of unison melodies, either at pitch or in octaves, that sort of in their specific ranges. That, yeah, just give it a presence, but also give it sort of a silk and an airiness to it. So I'm thinking very specifically timbrally along those lines as well.
That's very cool. And there's sort of a different approach to maybe other composers, I'm not sure, but seemingly you sort of see like orchestras, chamber groups with specific kind of constructions like saxophone quartet or something like that, and like big bands or just smaller chamber groups within like the jazz realm you don't usually see like in the mainstream kind of music that we, you know, is pumped out. We don't usually see such different kind of groups, and it's really cool that you've chosen like based upon the musicians who you want around you and who you want playing with you. So it's very, very seemingly different. I don't know. Do you know anyone else who does that kind of thing?
I do, because lots of the music that I listen to has those kind of flavors as
yeah,
well, and therefore obviously you become inspired by that and you want to copy those things. For instance, Johannes Lubers, who used to be based in Perth, is now based in Melbourne.
Yeah.
He has a dectet, so it's a slightly bigger ensemble than mine.
Yeah.
And that has a jazz rhythm section plus flute, oboe, alto sax and clarinet, tenor saxophone, and trumpet and French horn, and something else I'm pretty sure as well. And so like blending all of those things together, and he's made that work incredibly seamlessly as well. So because he's done it, it's possible for me to as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's so
he's
exciting.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be playing this tune here that you've brought in for us. It's Caterpillar Chronicles, Stationary Quiet and Well Lit, from the Steve Newcomb Orchestra. Is this a piece that has inspired you or that you just really like? Or can you
Yes,
just,
segues yeah. really well from what we're talking about,
yeah.
timbrally. So Steve's band is jazz rhythm section plus a string quartet.
Ooh.
And woodwinds as well as tabla in some stuff as well, and all sorts of things. So sort of similar in the linking orchestral timbres to jazz rhythm section idea.
Absolutely. Very cool. All right. Well, let's have a listen to this track here from the Steve Newcomb Orchestra. That is the Caterpillar Chronicles, Stationary Quiet and Well Lit. You're here on RTR FM 92.1. keep it locked. That was The Dust That Falls From Dreams. Can you tell me a bit about that track, Tim?
Yes. This was from a suite that I composed for WA Youth Jazz Orchestra last year as their composer-in-residence called Droplets and Sprinkles. And the whole idea of the suite is just about the imagery of droplets and sprinkles in a musical setting.
Very cool. Yeah, it's, I mean, such a big, big sort of effect that piece has. It's very sort of exciting to listen to. There's a lot going on. It's wonderful. So can you tell me a bit about, you mentioned that you have a few projects on the horizon.
Always.
Yeah, always, which is very exciting. Do you want to tell me a little bit, to start with, about this Sinken project that you've got going?
Yes, this is my live stream band.
Ooh.
Yes. The idea being to have very, very short concerts
mm-hmm.
that people can view or watch or listen to from anywhere around the world, no matter if they're at home on the couch watching Netflix.
Love it.
But hopefully
love
been switching
it.
With
love
the
it.
Live
yeah.
stream.
This seems to suit me. Like, tell me more.
Suits me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically just trying to make a really immersive musical experience with an ensemble similar to my octet, but just... also with the ability to try out new things, but in a lower pressure environment where we can just all workshop a few little things and then play and hopefully people listen to it and enjoy it as well. So I'm starting that on March the 31st at,
great.
I think it's 7:30 or 7:40 p.m. Australian Western Standard Time.
So where do people go to have a live stream Sinken experience?
On my Facebook page and Instagram page, appropriately titled Tim Newhouse or Tim Newhouse Music.
Very cool. All right, we'll get onto it, guys, because that sounds super exciting. I'm so pumped. Do you have an ensemble lined up for that that you'll be playing with?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got some people that are coming down to play my really hard music, which will be fun.
Is it very technically challenging what you've got laid out for them?
I suppose so. Not deliberately, but it always happens to be that way. And I would much prefer people to be challenged than bored, whether they're my grade 5 students at Corpus Christi or professional musicians that I work with. So.
Yeah, absolutely. A challenge is as good as a holiday. It's wonderful. And that sounds absolutely fantastic and sort of a slightly different spin on things. I don't know if anyone else has been doing a bit of a live stream, like a consecutive live stream thing.
They have. There's a great group called Popcorn Sessions and they sort of do like improvised neo-soul jams and they take requests and stuff, which is a fantastic idea.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah. So they do very, very good work and I frequently listen into their streams. So.
That's so great. You learned something new. I'm so excited. All right, so can you tell me a little bit about the project that you're doing with WASO at the moment, West Australian Symphony Orchestra?
Yes, I'm really lucky to be a participant in their composition project this year under the stewardship of James Ledger, the artistic director, and also working with some very, very fine young composers who all know how to write for the orchestra much better than me. But our pieces will be workshopped throughout the first half of this year. Mine is called Candy Hot Dog Marshmallow.
Oh, yes, please.
So if you want to hear what a candy and a hot dog and a marshmallow sounds like, come to Hale School on, I think it's mid-June sometime. I'm not exactly sure of the date off the top of my
details
head.
Details to come, for sure. Check it out. That sounds so exciting. What inspired the candy, hot dog, marshmallow situation.
The tongue twister situation.
Yeah.
It's The idea of this particular piece that I'm writing for Wozzo is to explore sort of new ways of creating musical structure. And this particular musical structure is based off a television program called Family Guy that, for those of you who aren't aware of the show, has a very sort of unconventional but also conventional narrative structure where they frequently use cutaway gags as a, you know, sort of having unrelated material that somehow sort of seamlessly goes into the episode and then they cut back to the plot. So I'm basically trying to explore that as a musical structure for a 14-piece chamber orchestra by having unrelated sort of almost orchestral miniatures musical material interspersed throughout, like, the sort of main plot narrative little Irish jig theme that will come through as well.
That sounds so cool. Very exciting. Very awesome. Is there anything else that you've got coming up? Any projects that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, I'm laying low a little bit this year because my teaching is ramped up. But
yeah, it sounds like you're laying very low with Sinkin and yeah. Wozzo and all of that.
Yeah, I'm starting work, very, very preliminary work on a new, probably an EP that might even turn into an album, depends on how I'm feeling, where I'm branching out into electronic music and making some sort of techno, ambient techno music that I also orchestrate for a big band.
Oh, very cool.
And then we sort of pile it together and put it on an EP. So hopefully that will be in the works soon as well.
That sounds so exciting. So it sounds like you've got a lot going on this year.
Always. Never changes.
No, I guess not. We're going to listen now to Tinted Lenses, which is, I think, is it the last track off your album Daily Pages that was released last November. Can you tell me a little bit about this track before we hear it?
Oh, yeah, this is about sunglasses. I had a really good pair of sunglasses that I then lost, but they're really, really good. So it's just a song about sunglasses. It's my first attempt at writing lyrics since I was in grade 11 and I was writing very, very terrible singer-songwritery things. One of which the song title was called I Shaved for You. So hopefully these lyrics are an improvement.
Relatable, but wonderful. All right, this here is Tinted Lenses off of the Daily Pages album from the Tim Newhouse Collective. You're on RTR FM 92.1, The Sound Alternative. Keep it locked. You're here on RTR FM 92.1, The Sound Alternative, and this is the Midnight Special, and we are lucky to have Tim Newhouse here in this studio. I've just got him for a little longer. I've only got a few questions left for him. I'm going to pick his brains, and I would love to hear what you think. What have your experiences been working in the Perth music industry? So you've been working in the Perth music industry for like quite a few years now. You've been very prolific with all of your work and consistently lots of output and hard work. Have you had many very positive or negative experiences within the Perth industry? What's the overall vibe that you've had?
It's a constant adventure. It's a roller coaster ride. I mean, I've met just countless incredible people. Of course, you being one of them.
Thank you.
Done lots of things together. So, I mean, that part of it is clearly, like, you're incredibly privileged to be able to, and to have that be your job and to just be surrounded by lots of people that humbly are, like, are better than you at what you do. And you feed off and you learn off everyone.
Yeah.
It is difficult as well, particularly for what I do, because and this is of my own making, because I choose to organise my projects with lots of other people and I take on all the administrative responsibilities of my projects and I sort of take on a lot of musical responsibilities as well. So for that side of it, it can be incredibly lonely, especially being the composer and sort of in the least narcissistic way possible, making it about you. And I hate making it about me. And I used to be attention seeking when I was younger, but I'm not so much anymore. So
yeah, I don't see that in your personality at all.
So that side of it is really hard. I find everything to do with promotion and marketing really, really difficult as well.
A lot of musicians do find it really challenging to push that social media side of things, which unfortunately seems to be so necessary these days. But you seem to do a pretty good job.
I try, but the challenge, and every artist will tell you this, the challenge is in trying to be authentic with it and also trying to have success and be prolific at the same time.
Yeah.
And as much as I want to strive for everything in my career, like I'm always going to believe it is way more important to be a good person. And I often tell my students this, like, it's just music at the end of the day. And if you're not a good person at the end of it, you know, it doesn't really count for much. Because I know a few people who shall remain nameless that they're incredible at what they do, but then they turn out to be not so nice people.
Yeah.
And they do really bad things, and therefore and that's a bummer as well. So as much as I strive for all of those things, I've got to keep striving to be a better person as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I guess that's a good life goal, you know, like.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's very sort of a nice, simple view upon like how you want to be moving forward in your life. Just being like, well, I'm going to keep cracking away.
It's not easy, but it is simple.
Simple view, not simple to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. Now, before we wrap up, I would love to hear a bit about what your hopes and dreams for the future are for Timmy Newhouse.
I just want to collaborate with a huge variety of people in basically any genre known to man. As a composer, arranger, and multi-instrumentalist, and just be able to continue having those experiences and to keep having people thinking of me for things that they would like me to be a part of, and then for me to be able to keep creating and for people to have some sort of level of interest in it, I guess, is always the goal.
That's so wonderful. I love it. Well, thank you very, very much for coming.
Huge thank you for having me. It's been totally wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. We are all very thankful to hear from you and your words of wisdom there at the end there. I think we can all take a little something from that. We're going to send you out with the title track from your album, Daily Pages. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to this RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. Visit rtrfm.com.au for more podcasts and other great content, as well as details on how you can support the station. You can also download our app and access RTRFM anytime and anywhere on your mobile device.